This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The double cheek embrace that was a customary greeting in France before the coronavirus pandemic saw it largely abandoned as a so-called potential kiss of death is back with a presidential seal of approval. French President Emmanuel Macron made the return of all but official Friday by giving a warm cheek-to-cheek embrace to two World War II veterans at an award ceremony. The French leader wore a face mask. The veterans 98 and 99 years old did not, but both seemed comfortable and reciprocated as Macron reached in and put his cheeks to theirs. Macron is vaccinated against the coronavirus and suffered a moderate bout of COVID-19 in December. The gesture put Macron's seal of approval on what is still a slow, hesitant, and not always welcome return of embraces that became frowned upon due to COVID-19. With 60% of France's adults now having at least one jab, embracing family and friends again has been one of the joys of vaccination for those who are quickly falling back into the habit, but others are clinging to the hope that its disappearance might last forever, particularly in workplaces. A recent, quote, large-scale cyber attack targeting top Polish politicians was launched from Russia, the leader of Poland's governing right-wing party said on Friday. Poland's top officials, ministers, lawmakers of various political stripes were the subject of the cyber attack, he added. Lawmakers of the EU member state held a closed-door session on Wednesday to discuss what a government spokesman has called an unprecedented cyber attack. Last week, someone hacked into the private email account of Poland's vaccination chief. Some of the emails were later released on the encrypted messaging system Telegram. Tensions have flared between Poland and Russia on several issues, including Crimea, Ukraine, and Alexandra Lukashenko. This is VOA News. Copies of pro-democracy tabloid Apple Daily are flying off the shelves in Hong Kong kiosks on Friday, as Hong Kong police charged the paper's chief editor and chief executive with collusion with a foreign country to endanger national security. Officers raided the company's newsroom and arrested senior staff members on Thursday, all part of an inquiry into whether some of its articles threatened China's national security. The 26-year-old paper, which combines liberal discourse with celebrity gossip and investigations of those in power, increased its Friday press run to 500,000 copies, up from 80,000 the previous day. Police arrested five executives over allegations of, quote, collusion with a foreign country or with external elements to endanger national security. They also froze more than $2 million of assets owned by three companies linked to the paper. It was the second time police had raided the newsroom after the arrest of media tycoon Jimmy Lai last year. A Liberian rebel commander was sentenced in Switzerland to 20 years in jail on Friday for rape, killings, and an act of cannibalism in one of the only Civil War-era cases from his West African country to go to trial. The case was Switzerland's first war crimes trial in a civilian court. It involved 46-year-old Aliou Kosaya, who went by the nickname Bluff Boy in the rebel faction Ulimo that fought former President Charles Taylor's army in the 1990s. Kosaya was arrested in 2014 in Switzerland, where he'd been living as a permanent resident. A 2011 Swiss law allows prosecution for serious crimes committed anywhere under the principle of universal jurisdiction. He had denied all the charges and told the Swiss federal criminal court he was a minor when first recruited into the conflict. The United Nations said Friday, despite the coronavirus pandemic, the number of people fleeing war and persecution continued rising last year, with global displacement climbing to over 82 million, double the figure a decade ago. A fresh report from the UN Refugee Agency shows worldwide displacement figures swelled by around 3 million in 2020 after an already record-breaking year in 2019, leaving a full 1% of humanity uprooted and displaced. The report highlights how drawn-out crises like those in Syria, Afghanistan, Somalia, and Yemen are continuing to force people to flee, while eruptions of violence in places like Ethiopia and Mozambique are causing surging displacement. The fact that the numbers rose for the ninth straight year was all the more devastating because COVID-19 restrictions had been expected to limit displacement, according to experts. Find more on these stories at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.